Chazal tell us that the Jewish people had hundreds of thousands of prophets. Not tens, not hundreds, not thousands, but hundreds of thousands, if not millions. We've had many, many prophets. And yet, there are only 50-some-odd prophets that entered the words, the works that remained eternal. And our sages sat and analyzed the prophets and came to the conclusion that only these specific prophets said words that had meaning for generations to come, for each and every generation. And as such, our sages took these prophecies and entered them into the works of Tanakh, and those are the works which we are going to learn Hashem on our Sunday nights. The later prophets, Yeshaya, Yirmiyah, Yechezkel, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, the 12 smaller prophets, over there they're chastising the people. It's much easier to understand how they're telling me to be a better person and what their message is for generations to come. The prophets that we are going to study, which is the book of Shoftim, we're beginning with the second book, the book of Judges, the book of Shmuel, the book of Samuel, and then the book of Malachim, the book of Kings, those prophets seem to be telling us stories. The prophets wrote them down, and they are not a storybook, but nonetheless, when we read them, we seem to be reading a story. And we have to remember that this story has a message that's a message for each and every generation, meaning we also have to take a message from what the prophet said. And there it's much more difficult. When you read a story, so you walk away and say, wait a second, what am I supposed to get from this story? So we learned in the last class about David HaMelech and the Givonim. So there maybe it's a little bit more obvious that we're supposed to learn the traits of a Jew. We're supposed to learn the traits of being Rachmanim, Baishanim, Gomlei, Chasadim. Fine. But you take the other stories we learned about Samuel bringing Saul back from the dead. We learned that an hour ago. What message am I supposed to get from that? You learn about how Shaul killed out the city of Nob. We learned that an hour ago. What message am I supposed to get from that? So that is one of the challenges that we have when we learn the works of the prophets. One of the challenges is to understand what is the message we're supposed to take away from it. And we have to remember that if we're left to our own understandings, then very often we're going to be way off the mark. The only way we could really do this successfully is taking the tradition what our rabbis taught us. So when I tell over the stories of the Talmud, the stories of the Navi, I'm including the commentaries of the rabbis. Again, my policy in general in the classes is not to mention who I'm quoting, because I don't want to tire people out. If I start saying, this is what Rashi says, this is what the Radak says, this is what the Gemara says, it tires people out. So more often than not, I'm going to leave out what I'm quoting from where. Those of you who are following with the text, and there are Hebrew Tanakhs here, there are English Tanakhs in the English libraries, you'll see that there are a lot of things that are being added, changed, based upon our tradition. And you're welcome to follow, and this way you'll have a handle on it, and you're welcome to question. You're welcome to question everything I say. In this class, you are welcome to question.
Read
yeah.
The text?
I do not read the text. I summarize the text. I'm not reading it inside. We have on tradition that when Moshe got the Torah at Sinai, he got a written law and an oral law. He got the Torah that we have in the Torah, and then he got an oral law. And not only did he get the written law and the oral law, but he also got a lot of, call it morals, call it principles, that were ways of life that were not written in the Torah, and the prophets later on wrote them down. But when we see a concept in the prophets, we have to know that this concept was lived by the Jewish people. They lived by this concept from the time of Moshe. The Talmud points out from the verses at Sinai, the verses in the Parshas Mishpatim, when Moshe got the Torah, he was given the Torah with all the prophets, everything the prophets would add on later. And so when we learn the Nevi'im, we're really learning the themes that the Jews had from the time of Moshe, but that the prophets brought to writing. We have a lot more that we really should do with the introduction, but I feel like we should really go over to our Binyan HaBayit class, and we'll have to begin our class in Shoftim next week on Sunday, B'ezrat Hashem, and now we're going to begin our Binyan HaBayit class.